Broadcasting Network.
Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Living with Dr. Daniels. All right, so we have two more infections, I think, to cover. Yep. Ear infection. Actually, one more. This is the bane of every, I won't say every, many mothers have kids with ear infections. I had three, count of one, two, three kids. No ear infections, not one ear infection. And my kids, unfortunately, were vaccinated. But, ear infections are caused by chemical exposures to substances via the mouth or nose and failure to clear those things from the nasal cavity. That's pretty much it, because children don't have sinuses. So when something gets into their nose or mouth, the only place to put it is in the ears, because there's not a sinus cavity. So these materials enter the ear canal and cause an ear infection. And simple dietary change, usually milk. Stop the milk. So literally your milk-based formula you might be feeding your kid, yes. If you're a breastfeeder, your high dairy in your diet is causing your kid to get ear infections and respiratory issues. So ear infections are caused by diet. And this is why the antibiotics, again, don't work. In my medical practice, I've had kids where I come in, I give them antibiotics. They don't work. They have to come back in 2 weeks for the two-week check, another antibiotic. Come back 2 more weeks, another antibiotic. And finally, I just thought, wait a minute. Any infection untreated should be gone in 3 weeks. If I'm giving these antibiotics and it's been 6 weeks, the infection is still there, could my antibiotics be adding to the problem? And so I totally stopped giving antibiotics for ear infections. Not to say I didn't take care of them, but I did. So I had, all I had to do was stop dairy products in all of its shapes. So stop the dairy products, and then you can use garlic and mullein eardrops. Just put the garlic in the ears, garlic eardrop in the ears. The instructions say, doom, 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 4 drops. Doesn't work. You have to actually fill the whole ear canal with the eardrops, plug of cotton, have the kid lay with that side up. Kids get relief in hours. It's amazing. It's great. And usually you only need to treat once or twice. In other words, for 1 or 2 nights and you're done. So none of these common infections, pneumonia, cellulitis, urinary tract infection, upper respiratory infection, blood poisoning, or ear infection, can be blamed on the organism for a couple of reasons. One, the organisms are there when the person's healthy, and they're there when the person's sick. And two, taking action that does not involve antibiotics gets rid of them. So there you go. That is it. And yeah, so therapeutic, there's all kinds of therapeutic failure excuses. Like with syphilis, penicillin failed, right out the gate, failed. And their excuse, the organism is sensitive to penicillin, but you need to retreat. Or the antibiotic is resistant, or, I like this one, it's a virus, we're going to treat the antibiotic anyway. So antibiotics have failed out the gate. They continue to fail. And the medical industrial complex continues to produce excuses and rationalizations as to why the antibiotics are not working. They are not working because the problem they are addressing or the issue they are addressing is not the reason for the illness. That would be like you deciding that you need to go to the next room in your house, and you're wondering why your car can't get you there. Well, your car can't get you there because it wasn't designed to solve that particular issue. So that is what's going on. Now we are ready for questions. Not all questions will be answered, so ask me a question 4, 5, 10 times. Doesn't change the fact that we've only got 55 minutes left. If you have a question that's not addressed, then there's always a discovery session. Let me tell you where to find that. If you go to this website, drdenniferdaniels.org, drjenniferdaniels.org, then you can sign up there for an appointment to get questions answered. Okay. We have Pam in North Carolina. Hi, Pam.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. I'm so excited to find you and to partake all of your extraordinary information. I want to thank you for being in your space and finding you finally.
You're welcome.
My question to you is, I'm an older individual and I'm having problems with receding gums and loose teeth. I had heard, I think, on one of your broadcasts in the past that I needed to start to take some minerals, it escapes me now, trace minerals. Do you have any other suggestions?
All right, so let me repeat your question because the people over on Facebook can't hear. Okay, so this is a person who considers herself to be older, and she's having loose teeth and receding gums and wants to know what besides minerals she can take that would help. All right. So loose teeth and receding gums is actually a dietary problem. It's a pretty big problem. So what you need to eat is connective tissue. Probably the best connective tissue source would be chicken feet, I would say.
Okay.
Chicken feet. I would recommend cooking them so that they fall off the bone. That way it's easier to eat and it's not as big a struggle. The dose is about as close as you can get to a pound 3 days a week, like say Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And there's all kinds of recipes online for chicken feet. Big thing to understand is you boil them for about 5 minutes, pull them out the pot, and that's when you cut the little nails off and clean the feet. It's not possible to get them clean in their raw state because there's just too much, you know, junk there. But that would be it. You should notice a change in about, most people notice a change in only about a week. But, you know, give it 2 or 3 weeks, but you should notice a change pretty quick.
Okay. Now, do the chicken feet need to be organic, or don't worry about that, just find them?
I wouldn't worry about that because you're pretty desperate. You just need those teeth to reattach in their socket. So you're sufficiently desperate for your nutrients that you need to get whatever you can. Also, boiling for 3 minutes and throwing the water away, that gets rid of a lot of the chemicals. But I would say eat as much as you need to, as often as you need to get those teeth locked back in, and then you can just stop eating them. You know, you don't have to, it's not forever.
Okay, great, great. Thanks for the information. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Rick says, oh, God, chicken feet. Why does it have to be these weird foods you have to eat? Because you're malnourished, because you've been programmed to believe that they're weird food. So you've been programmed to not eat certain parts of the animal, and over a lifetime it creates profound deficiencies. And so here we are. All right, so Peggy has got a very interesting question, which came up during commercials, so we'll answer that. So Peggy says, I had double pneumonia, I was in the hospital for 4 days, and the doctor says it was caused by pneumococcal pneumonia, and I need to get the shot if I get that again. So here's the deal. So the pneumococcal vaccine actually causes death in a lot of cases. And so it's a pretty dangerous vaccine. That's number one. Number two, your pneumonia wasn't caused by an infection anyway. It may have been caused by dairy intake. It may have been caused by not drinking enough water. We all have been to a lecture where the person giving the speech starts coughing and coughing. That's for lack of water. They drink water, bam, cough goes away. Obviously, if you let that continue to persist, the dehydration, then obviously, clearly, it can progress to pneumonia. So to avoid pneumonia, you just need to maintain your hydration, maintain your bowel movements so your body can dump stuff in other avenues, and stop, you know, don't eat dairy. It's just not worth it. If you've already had pneumonia, then you know you're susceptible, so you know, it's just no point in bothering with it. And yes, organic cane sugar, you can use the off-white variety. They used to have white organic cane sugar back in the old days. That would be the 90s. So why is the fish head okay to eat and not the rest of the fish? So the fish head is beneficial and has nutrients the rest of the fish don't have and rebuilds your body. All right. Drinking a bottle while lying down goes into the ears, I think. It can, but drinking a bottle while lying down has a problem that the bottle is sitting in the mouth and the milk is pooling in the mouth and dissolving the kid's teeth as they grow in. That is like really bad news. Cedric says the 90s is the old days? Yep, it's the old days. It was a long time ago. All right, we have a question from Dennis in Indiana. Hi, Dennis. What is your question?
Yeah, I got a couple of them. Lupus, even though you say it is a form of syphilis or whatever, is that, can that be also genetic in family history?
It can be transmitted at birth from mother to child.
Yeah. Just through genetics, or do you think it's from environmental
It's the organism. It's the syphilis organism itself.
Could that organism be given to the mother by the father?
No, it could be, but usually in modern days it's by vaccination.
Oh, okay. And then one other question. When I got paralyzed and they misdiagnosed me, I believe I had a form of fungal meningitis that was attacking my internal organs and my spinal column that I had fractured when I was younger, and it was hurting my brain. And they gave me a bunch of MRIs with and without contrast for since 2006 up to 2013. And I know they use gadolinium. Will that still show up positive in my urine or my fecal matter or my blood if I was to be retested for that?
It depends. So the question is, you got a lot of scans. There's gallium in the scans. Will the gallium show up in your blood and feces? The answer is it might. It might not. So a lot of times when you have, basically, you're talking about heavy metal poisoning here, your body will actually store it and tuck it away in the bones and in certain tissues, and it won't be circulating in the blood or won't be in the stool. So you would have to undertake some type of cleansing, like frequent bowel movements, aggressive hydration, to help it leave, and it will become detectable at that point in your feces.
Yeah, I've got a law firm that wants to represent me on that. And they said it would actually be in my urine to do a urine sample.
And it probably you can give it a try. Okay, we have Jim in Canada. Jim, what is your question?
Hi, Dr. Daniels. So the policy for many municipalities is to have cats and dogs have a rabies shot.
Right. Okay. All right. Our technology is not perfect. Jim's call dropped for some reason. All right. We have Anna in New York. Anna, what is your question?
Hi, Dr. Daniels. My question is, how soon would I be able to approximately to get back my period period. I've stopped now for 4 months, but I did my first liver flush last night, and I've been eating liver.
It can take a while. I would give it 3 or 4 months.
3 or 4 months for me to see it again. And I have one.
I mean, it might be sooner. You might get your period back sooner with the liver flushes, but you just have to see.
Okay, because I just did my first one last night. How many do you recommend?
As many as it takes. As long as you're eating liver, it's pretty safe to do liver flushes. So depending on your weight situation, if your weight is not underweight, then you can do them as often as every week.
Okay. And today I was, just from the readings I've been doing, I was told to stay vegan for today so my, you know, everything can recover, my body can recover. Would I be able to have liver again tonight? Is that an option?
When did you do the liver flush?
I did a liver flush last night. This morning was the last time.
So today would be your liver day.
Yeah, today was the liver day.
Right, so eat liver today.
Eat liver today.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you, doctor. Have a good day.
All right, you're welcome. All right, I think Jim in Canada dropped.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
Two-part question about rabies. First question is, if somebody thought they had it, what would they do?
The first question is rabies. I should repeat it for the Facebook people. So the first one wants to know about rabies and rabies vaccine. Someone thinks they have rabies, what should they do? The answer is, if you have rabies, the vaccine is useless anyway. So, and if you think you have rabies and you don't have it, it's like a devastating disease. You know you have it.
Okay, so then it's required in many places to get the cats and dogs done. So that's basically bringing something into the house that wouldn't be here ordinarily, or?
Correct.
Okay.
I'm not sure. There are many viral vaccines like polio. So when someone gets vaccinated with polio, the live polio, they actually have the ability to transmit polio to other people as well as to get polio themselves. And so I'm not sure what the case is in terms of transmissibility with the rabies vaccine. I mean, I'm not, I don't keep up with dog stuff. So my thought would be to avoid the rabies vaccine. There are some people who call themselves homeopathic veterinarians, and they will give you, we'll just call them alternative vaccine interventions, and complete your paperwork saying that the dog has got the rabies vaccines. But the vaccines are not at all good for your pet. They've been linked with pet cancers at the vaccine site. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye. All right. All right. So here's from Deanna. I'm going to say this. The first time I cooked chicken feet, I threw them away as I did not cut off the toenails and did not cook them correctly. I then followed Dr. Deanna's recipe, and they are delicious. I am cooking a batch today. There you go, Deanna. Okay, everyone, be inspired. Be inspired. I have got to write a cookbook on how to eat these various animal parts in a tasty way. Hi, Dr. Daniels. Many people have turned to just eating meat to subdue the symptoms of autoimmune disease. That would be syphilis. What do you think the long-term effects of eating meat will be? Thanks. Okay, so first of all, syphilis attacks the connective tissue and dissolves it. The remedy is eating animal connective tissue. That's in the absence of eradicating the virus. So that way, your replacement rate is higher than the syphilitic destruction rate, basically. So it depends on what kind of meat they're eating. So if they're eating connective tissue, the long-term effect is that they should notice that their autoimmune disease goes away. So Dr. Daniels, do you just boil or pressure cook the fish heads and drink the liquid, or do you actually eat and ingest the fish heads, bones, fish heads, eyes, etc.? Okay, so if you've ever cooked a fish head, first of all, I just everything put in the pot, pressure cook 30 minutes, done. That's not like the classic way to do it, but that's the way I do it because you can see I'm working. So I don't have time to watch any pot. In fact, right now, the beef tongue is cooking in the pressure cooker with the timer. All right, so you throw in all your spices or whatever. I can see you've not eaten fish heads before. Fish heads don't have bones. They have plates. It's literally, they're these flat plates, and then you pick them out very easily. And yes, you eat every last bit. I personally do not eat the eyeballs or the gills. So the gills are where the poisons are in the fish head. So I don't eat the gills, but I eat everything else. So there's the lips, the cheeks, everything else. The brain, the whole thing. Yes, fish heads are fancy food, like in the bouillabaisse. Oh, okay, yeah. They taste pretty good. All right. Let's see the other questions we have. Oh, yeah, a lot going on here on Facebook. Let's check out Facebook. Hey, Dr. Daniels, I got your other cookbooks. Please do another one. Yes, I have to do the other one of these meats, these meat products. So Melissa says, I'm a big follower of your work. Why are my eyes still tainted yellow? I've done a liver detox, ridding the gallbladder of stones. I've done the Candida turpentine protocol. I've always had great bowel movements. The discoloration became noticeable after experiencing a dramatic motorcycle accident with a crushed pelvis and blood transfusion. I occasionally have night sweats. Advise, you're still too toxic. Your body's not going to clean out the yellow in your eyeballs before it cleans out the toxins in the rest of your body. So until your night sweats are gone, it's unlikely your body's going to clear up the yellow in your eyeballs. So I would suggest that, I don't know what a liver detox is, but I would definitely suggest vitality capsules daily and a liver flush anywhere from every week to 2 weeks. And as you keep flushing, you'll notice that your sweats go away and things start clearing up. But your body is not going to clear up eyeballs when it's got more urgent matters to handle. All right, we have a question from Demetria in Texas. Hi, Demetria.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. I love your show. My question is regarding liver cleanses. Is it better to do the Epsom salt with grapefruit juice liver cleanse, or can I just buy a ready, like, herbal formula to do it
way? No, I wouldn't buy a ready-made herbal anything. I would not use grapefruit juice. I would use lemon juice instead.
And I would use lemon juice with the Epsom salt?
I don't know how you're doing it. But
so I'm taking Epsom salt every 2 hours the night before and then drink the lemon juice or grapefruit juice with olive oil mixture, and then I have to take Epsom salt twice the next morning. And the Epsom salt is what I just can't handle it. It's so
no, you've got the wrong dosing. Yeah, you're overdosing yourself on Epsom salt. You just take it twice the night before, not every 2 hours the day before.
Yeah, so twice the night before. It's like at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock or something like that.
And, yeah, maybe 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock. All right, that's not the liver flush I'd recommend. I don't recommend grapefruit juice. I recommend lemon juice. And with olive oil, I recommend you add turpentine to it. So it's a different liver flush.
Where can I find that that formula?
I know it's on Facebook. In the Facebook group.
Okay. All right, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. All right, Patricia in Florida. Hi, Patricia.
Hello?
Hi there.
Can you hear me? Okay, all right, good. I'm due for my second and last hip replacement, and they give you antibiotics by IV. Is there anything I can do to ameliorate that situation? Because it caused me to be in the hospital for 3.5 months the last time they did this. And I'm very healthy, normal.
But yeah, let me repeat your question here for the people on Facebook that can't hear you. So this person is getting their second hip replacement. They think it's their final one. Let's cross our fingers and hope so. And they want to avoid, but they get IV antibiotics, which makes them sick, and they want to know what can be done to mitigate that. The best way to mitigate that is to take a probiotic. My favorite probiotic is sauerkraut juice. So
wait,
maybe
drink. Your favorite one is what?
Sauerkraut juice.
Hello?
Sauerkraut juice. Yeah. So you can catch that on the replay because our connection is bad. So the best thing to do when you're going to get a dose of antibiotics and you, for some reason, feel the dose is unavoidable, then what you can do is take a probiotic. So sauerkraut juice is a very good probiotic. Depending on the timing of your surgery, you can take maybe a cup of sauerkraut juice the night before, maybe a half cup the morning of, something like that. So if your surgery is in the afternoon, let's say your surgery is at 1 p.m., then you can certainly take a cup of sauerkraut juice in the morning, the day of your surgery, and that sauerkraut juice will be out of your stomach by surgery time, so you won't have a complication. I would say, skip the hip surgery and, eat the chicken feet, pig head, whatever you have to, and just rebuild that joint. But it's just a matter of how you want to do things. All right, Randy in Iowa.
Hi.
Hi, Randy.
I have a question. My doctor, there's like a cyst up by her eye, and they say it's a clogged tear duct.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to, drain it and stuff, and I told her I wouldn't do it, but...
Yeah, just warm compresses. If it really is a blocked tear duct, just put warm compresses in the area. It'll open the tear duct, and you're done.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Teresa, what is the science behind wearing a mask in healthcare settings if you refuse a flu vaccine? There is no science behind it. It's simple harassment. So it's just harassment. Someone said, sauerkraut juice, why is it cured never lemon sorbet or chocolate chip cookie? Well, for some afflictions, you could probably cure it with lemon sorbet or chocolate chip cookie. People just don't seem to ask about those issues. All righty. How to treat and prevent a kidney stone. So first of all, if you know you have a kidney stone, you want to get rid of it. Quarter cup castor oil down the hatch, chase with water, boom. Kidney stone expelled. How do you prevent it? You are eating something that's disrupting the pH of your blood. And that disruption, pH disruption, is being balanced by the kidneys. The kidney pH is being changed, and that change in kidney pH forms stones. So the simple answer is get a urine strip. They're called multi-sticks. Buy them on Amazon for $19. And pee on a strip and see what the pH is. Your urinary pH should be between 5 and 6. If it's higher than 6, then you have too alkaline an environment in your body. If it's lower than 5, you have too hot, too acidic an environment. And so that'll help you adjust your pH. Which is better, roasted flax seeds or not roasted? I know it's more gel in the roasted. Not roasted is better. So just take regular. What are the advantages and disadvantages of cabbage juice? Well, if you don't need the cabbage juice, it can overload your system with good bacteria, which then, of course, because it's an overload, become bad bacteria. So if you already have too many organisms around, then the cabbage juice is not good. All right, we are going to commercial.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we are answering questions. Here's my favorite question. I like this question. Scott says, is Tom Palin, Tongat Ali, Polyarthrus Ant, and Deer Antler Tincture, are supposed to be potent testosterone boosters, are they effective or just expensive and exotic marketing hype? Very good question. So to get this, you got to understand that testosterone exclusively is made from cholesterol. Period. Done. End of discussion. And so what these supplements do is try to get your body to preferentially shuttle your limited cholesterol over to testosterone production and away from maybe your brain, your skin, or other organs, or your adrenal glands for energy that it might want to use cholesterol for. So you're basically trying to fit a twin sheet on a king-size bed. And these herbs are saying, okay, we'll smooth the twin sheet over to this side. It still leaves the other side uncovered, right? So the real testosterone boost is a high estrogen, or a high cholesterol food, which would be liver, animal brain. Yeah, I know. Or what the heck, mountain oysters. So all of these herbs that might boost your testosterone, they'll boost your testosterone, all right, but they're going to decrease something else. It's like the women's drugs for osteoporosis. Oh, yeah, it'll strengthen your hip bone, but weaken your jawbone, and then next time you eat food, your jaw cracks. Oh, but your hip won't break. So you have to realize when you're looking at the so-called solutions that leave you in a situation to be worse off than where you want to be, and that you really don't have to make that trade-off. You can just eat more cholesterol, and that'll solve your problem. All right, we have Amini in Virginia. Amini, what is your one question?
My one question is regarding a high blood pressure. I have your vitamin, the extra strength vitamin.
Yes.
And I am taking it. How long does one expect for the blood pressure to go down following that?
It would start decreasing once you reach the 3 bowel movements a day. Have you reached 3 bowel movements a day yet?
I'm almost there.
Okay. So after you get there is when you would see the improvement.
I'm taking one tablet. Do I have to take 2 tablets?
It sounds like it, yes.
Okay, and is it advisable to stop my blood pressure medicine because I have problems when I take it?
I don't understand the word you just used, but it's advisable to stop your medicine as your blood pressure improves.
Yeah, I'm saying that. Is it advisable right now that I'm taking your multivitamin to stop the blood pressure medicine?
No, the time to stop the medicine is when your blood pressure improves.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We have Pat in Texas. Hi, Pat. Are you there, Pat?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Now I can.
You can hear me? Okay. I just want to pick your brain because mine don't overload, okay? My son is in Panama City. He's lived through that hurricane. He didn't go anywhere. And
there was a hurricane
was
in Panama City?
You didn't know about it?
Which Panama City was that?
Florida.
Oh, okay. Because I'm in Panama. There's a hurricane in Panama.
My mother made that mistake one time. Scared her. Anyway, he had quite a bit of water. But I'm glad he had a murky water filter because they didn't have electricity. And he had a generator, but when he found out how bad everything was, he started, you know, rationing it. And I don't think you could run a distiller on that kind of a situation, could you?
I don't know, but there are water filters you could use that are pretty cheap. You just squeeze the water through it, and it gets 99.9% of the stuff out. You could just get an inexpensive fly straw.
Doesn't a Berkey get out 99.9%? A Berkey?
I'm not a Berkey fan because the water is too alkaline that comes out of it. The pH is 7.
Oh.
But is he otherwise doing fine with the storm?
Miracles. He had trees all around the house, and they fell away from the house, except the big woods behind him. They fell toward the house. And he can't figure it out. Somebody said maybe it's a little tiny hurricane up there. I said it was God.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. We have Mary in Colorado. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. This is the third day I've been suffering with severe back pain that also extends to my arms and leaves them weak, and it hurts when I turn my neck either way. What could I be dealing with, and how do I treat it?
Okay, so the question is, you have back pain going on 3 days now, and it's so bad that it's now going into your arms, and it hurts when you turn your neck.
Right.
Okay. So, how many bowel movements are you having a day?
One or two.
All right. So you could just maybe take a quarter cup of castor oil and follow it with a half gallon of water. Just keep drinking till you get the water down. That should go a long way.
How much castor?
Quarter cup.
And take it with the water?
No. Take the castor oil first down the hatch, then chase it with the water.
A gallon of water.
Half gallon.
Half a gallon.
Right.
What is it that I'm dealing with?
Your system is all clogged up, and the toxins are spreading to the rest of your body, so you have to empty out your system.
Uh-huh.
Yep, that's it.
That's it. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, we have April in Washington.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What is your one and only question?
Oh, one. Yikes. Okay. Well, I better let it not be for myself then. How does your turpentine protocol work with a person who has type 2 diabetes?
It works very well.
Is it okay?
Very well. They should follow it precisely with no exceptions.
Okay, because my dad had medically induced type 2 diabetes. The reason I'm asking is because he's on an incredible amount of medication because of prostate cancer. Yeah, and so that's how he got the diabetes. He didn't have it before.
Right. So, yeah, there's no problem. Just use turpentine sugar, just like it says in the Candida Cleaner protocol. Go to vitalitycapsules.com. Make sure you've downloaded the latest protocol.
Okay, so it's not going to interfere as far as his medication goes.
I don't know that. I asked about his diabetes. So the medication is another question that would probably take maybe a discovery session. I mean, it sounds like he's on a list of stuff. But, so the answer the question about his diabetes and the protocol, no exceptions needed. Just follow it as it is. He'll be fine.
Terrific. I've told a lot of people about you, and they're all tuning in, and thank God for you. God bless you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye. Here we have Brenda in Canada. Brenda, what is your one and only question?
Hey, Dr. Daniel. I have a problem with my bite. And tooth 37 on the bottom left has turned up like a mountaintop. So it's digging into the tooth above. And tooth number 36, just in front of that, I lost about 4 years ago, just out of the blue. Do you have any idea what would cause that tooth to turn up like that and what a solution might be?
Okay, so the question is, I'll repeat the question so folks on Facebook can't hear, is this person has a tooth in her mouth that is actually rotated, and she's already lost another tooth. So the question is, what would make a tooth rotate? So what would make a tooth rotate is a weak gum, so it's just not very well anchored into the gum. And what would cause that would be a diet deficient in connective tissue. So that would be the solution. Now, rotating the tooth back, I'm not sure how to do that, but certainly it would stop any further rotation.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's awesome. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. Here we have Fred in Iowa.
Dr. Daniels. Hi. How do I get rid of a plantar's wart on the soles of my foot?
How big are they?
Description. Okay, in 1978, while king crabbing in the Bering Sea, north of the Aleutian chain, I broke my right foot all to hell. And then about shortly after that, say 2 months, a wart or on the sole of my ball of my foot, on my right foot, the one I broke, It was like a core in an apple. And an excruciating pain. It was like walking on a roofing nail. And I come from an active family of walkers. But anyhow, I couldn't walk without pain. I went for years, and then I started digging it out with my fingernails. And then I went to a knife, you know, and it's painful, but it would come out like a core of an apple. And I went on that until 6 months ago, and it went away on my right foot and went to my good foot. I'm right-footed, incidentally. It went to my left foot, and I can't walk. I mean, it's painful, and my calves on both of my legs are hurt when I walk.
Does it stick out?
Yes.
Okay. So you can go to, first of all, you can get Compound W Wart Remover, and you paint that over the area generously. Cover with duct tape, D-U-C-T tape. And you change that every 12 hours. After about a week, the whole wart comes out onto your duct tape. Now, if you're in a bigger hurry and you want to walk better, go on over to Amazon and you get what's called a foot file. F-O-O-T-F-I-L-E. And you just shave it right off. It's called a microplane colossal pedicure rasp, R-A-S-P. And
okay,
it will... Yeah, $7, and you shave that wart right down, and you'll be able to walk without pain. And then you can just use the 17.5% salicylic acid, put it on the wart, and put the duct tape over it, change it every 12 hours, and then a week later, it'll fall out.
Hey, I've been using a rasp for 20 years, and I can go a week and a half, and then I would rasp it off, and I could run like a gazelle. Well, that's a kind of an exaggeration.
So why did you stop using the rasp?
Pardon?
Why did you stop using the rasp?
Well, I wanted to, if all that took is the top surface area off, and it still didn't get down to the hard core. Comes like out of the core out of an apple. Now, what you...
Salicylic acid will do that.
What acid?
Salicylic acid. 17.5% salicylic acid.
Okay, I only tried that a few times. My sister retired from the medical profession. But anyhow, it seems to spread or widen the area. Now, I could be wrong on this.
You got to use a duct tape. Did you use a duct tape with it?
No, I didn't know about that.
Right. You got to use a duct tape, or yes, it'll just spread things around, make a mess of stuff. But you just put it right over where the wart is, cover it with a duct tape, and then every 12 hours, you just peel the duct tape off, throw it away, put more salicylic acid on, put more duct tape on it, and every 12 hours, you repeat that. And then about a week, you'll peel the duct tape off, and the whole core will come out with it.
Honey, if that works, you have changed my whole life. Thank you and goodbye.
You're welcome. All right, we have Larry in California.
Dr. Daniels, yeah, my question is, I took some rye grain 3 days ago. I got an outbreak 2 days ago, and then today it's slowly going away. And does that seem normal that I'd get an allergy from rye grain? And what apparently I'd probably have to throw it out. Isn't that right?
Yeah, I would stop using it. I would stop using it and then, you know, work on your bowel movements, your hydration, maybe take some milk thistle, clean out your liver, and then your allergy or sensitivity will just it'll go away.
Okay, I'll do that. I have a milk thistle here. Okay, thank you, Dr. Daniels.
Hey, you're welcome, Larry. Nancy in Ohio.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. I'm 77 years old, and yep. I have muscular dystrophy, and I have two rods and a wire in my spine because of scoliosis. Yep. Since about July or August this year, my feet are starting to feel numb. My toes feel stiff. My when I move my ankles, they feel stiff. It's hard to explain. It doesn't hurt, but my feet are awful dry, and my legs have gotten dry up to my knees. And I wondered, could it be from the spine surgery I've had, or is it a heart problem?
Are your ankles swollen?
Sometimes they do. And I take a blood pressure pill, and I take Bumax, a water pill.
It doesn't sound like any of these symptoms are from your heart. It could be from your medication.
From my medication?
Yes, it sounds like to me.
And you would recommend I change my medication?
At least. Okay, we're going to commercial. Ships at
night. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Food with Dr. Daniels. Okay, we have Bob in Indiana. Bob, we've got 2 minutes. What is your one question?
Well, I don't have a question. I had a, want to tell you something about worms and moles and removing them. My wife uses 75% acetic acid, and she used the back end of a wooden matchstick and goes back and forth, putting a little acid on the mole or the, what's that other thing I said? Anyway, it's, pretty soon it will disappear. And you add just a little bit more acetic acid on the end of the match to get the root out. And I had 4 moles all the way across my back. We went to the skin doctor, and he tries to freeze it. 75% acetic acid. Apply it again and again and again until the thing goes away.
All right. Okay, Bob, thank you. So that is great. I personally tried 100% acetic acid, and, you know, it kind of works. This is my mole here. Let me show it to you. There you go. It's about, I would say, about a third the size of what it was, but I just got frustrated after, I mean, I got to get back to the acetic acid, but I just had to take a break. Tamara Flintroy, I've been doing all kinds of stuff for my eye inflammation. I'm close to being put on methotrexate. Any recommendations? Yep, you need a discovery session, Tamara. So go to drjenniferdaniels.org. Is it safe to do 99.99% nascent iodine every day, 3 tiny drops? I wouldn't do it. You have to figure out what is it you're treating, and then you get over the get to the underlying cause. There is no dietary need for 3 drops of nascent iodine. So the question is, what is it you're treating, and what's the real deficiency? You know. Jane and Boren, thank you so much. Diane says, I am a hairstylist and have eczema on my hands for my whole career. Absolutely. You need a new career. Hairstylists have very high risk of liver disease, cancer, and stuff. All right. I hear the music. We are done. As always, think happens. Please visit our sponsor at vitalitycapsule.com and get yours today.
And once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. We can feel the motion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can.